The U.S. government is telling roughly 60,000 Honduran immigrants who have been in the U.S. for nearly two decades to wrap up their affairs here and head home. They've been here legally since 1999 after a hurricane struck their country, but the Trump administration last week terminated temporary protected status for Hondurans. That means these immigrants will be subject to deportation starting in January of 2020. And NPR's Jason Beaubien was just in Honduras and spoke to a deportee about what those who return could face.
U.S. immigration officials view Harold James Tatum as a Honduran, but Tatum views himself as a New Yorker. Selling jewelry near the beach in Tela on Honduras's Caribbean coast, Tatum is listening to a live stream of his favorite New York radio station, 77 WABC. Tatum was deported back to Honduras 18 years ago at the age of 39, but he says he's never really gotten used to it.
Yeah, I don't even know the national anthem of this country, so, you know, I feel like I'm more American than I am Honduranian, because everything that I do is American.
Tatum left Honduras with his family when he was six. He grew up in New York City and says all his habits are from the U.S.
The way I eat, the stuff I buy to eat, the movies I watch, the music I listen to, it's tattooed in me to be an American.
But after getting convicted of selling drugs in the mid-1990s and serving 5 years in prison, Tatum lost his legal residency in the U.S. and got shipped down here to the country of his birth.
Well, I find it hard because there's no jobs here. And the ones that do have jobs, they're not leaving their jobs to let somebody else fill in for them, you know?
He worked for a while in the kitchen of a hotel, making $6 a day plus a plate of food. Then he got a job recruiting tourists to go on boat tours of the harbor, but none of those gigs lasted. Now he sells bracelets and necklaces by the beach.
Actually, I'm surviving through my brothers and sisters, which they help me out. They send me money every month, pay my rent, send money for food and other expenses.
The end of temporary protected status for Hondurans means that tens of thousands of additional deportees could soon be following in Tatum's footsteps. And this could have a huge impact on the Central American country. Honduras is the second poorest nation in the Americas, ahead of Haiti. Hondurans living in the U.S. are a major source of revenue for the country. In 2016, they sent $3.4 billion from the U.S. back home to family and friends. Dana Frank, a professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, who's written extensively about Honduras, says there's no way the country can absorb tens of thousands of returnees.
I think there's almost no work available. I know hardworking, able-bodied people who love to work that haven't been able to find jobs for 10 years.
The 57,000 Hondurans registered for TPS have just over 50,000 U.S.-born children who may also end up going back to Honduras.
It's not like these people are going to have a hard time getting by. They are not going to be able to get by.
The minimum wage is just over $1 an hour. The two largest cities, Tegucigalpa and San Pedro Sula, have been ranked among the most violent places in the world. Behind his display of jewelry in Tela, Tatum says for someone who's used to a U.S. lifestyle, Honduras is going to be a shock. At least, that's how he's found it. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.